from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It's Tuesday, June 11th, 2024. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. Yesterday, the Springfield Local School District in Northeast Ohio offered grief counseling as recovery efforts in the search for a missing 10-year-old boy in Lake Erie remain suspended. ONN's Dave Chadowski reports.
The boy went under the waves off of Conneaut Township Park Friday afternoon, and he never made it back up. Crews from the U.S. Coast Guard and nearby police and fire departments tell us the choppy water conditions forced them to call off the mission for now. There's no word on when the search will resume.
Northwest of Columbus in Logan County, the community is rallying behind a family that lost more than 40 horses in a barn fire. ONN's Amy Steigerwald has details.
That fire happened Saturday afternoon. A GoFundMe was started for that family, quickly raising over $200,000 from Central Ohio's horse community. A horse auctioneer out in Virginia is also organizing an auction to help out. Cause of that fire remains under investigation. One person sustained minor injuries in that fire.
A Dayton man has been charged with arson after a fire at a local Amazon facility. ONN's Parker Testa has more.
25-year-old Samuel Rubibi is facing one count of aggravated arson. This comes after a fire at an Amazon facility near the Dayton International Airport June 1st. The building was closed for 2 days following the fire. Rubibi was an Amazon employee. He is no longer employed and was arrested June 6th. He is in the Montgomery County Jail on a $500,000 bond.
The family of Akil Drake, the man who died in an explosion last month at a Chase Bank branch in downtown Youngstown, is filing a negligence lawsuit. ONN's Jay Crawford in Cleveland.
Named in the lawsuit, YO Properties, the owner of Realty Tower. LY Property Management, that's the building's managing company. Greenheart Companies, whose contractors were working in the building. And Enbridge Gas Ohio, which is formerly Dominion East Ohio. The complaint claims that the explosion happened after Greenheart was hired to remove a gas line at the building. The complaint also claims that Greenheart did not have a full crew on hand or a supervisor on site before the explosion. The family is seeking damages for medical bills, loss of inheritance, funeral expenses, as well as pain and suffering.
In Cincinnati, the family of an elderly woman who was struck and killed by a city bus in January filed a civil lawsuit against the bus company and the driver. The lawsuit states 87-year-old Beverly Kinney fell under the bus and was dragged. Police say at the time of the accident, bus driver Dion Willis had a suspended license. He faces vehicular homicide, vehicular manslaughter, and other charges. Willis remains on paid leave. Proposed state legislation could bring changes to Ohio's voting process. ONN's Clay Gordon reports.
House Bill 472 seeks to allow for hand counting of election ballots on a county-by-county basis. In addition, a photo ID would be required for voter registration. The bill would mandate the replacement of all voting machines and convert the registration system to the same software used by Bitcoin. All this seems to be motivated by a desire for more transparency in elections and more accuracy in registration. Opponents of the bill suggest that these changes could be less accurate and significantly delay the election certification process.
Ohio has seen some wild weather so far this year and could break the all-time state tornado record. ONN's Chris Vickers in Toledo has the story.
We've had 62 tornadoes, as we've confirmed, and these are official tornadoes by National Weather Service surveys. They confirmed that they were at least on the ground for some point of their track, and that is a number that we have never seen, at least at this point into the season. That is across the entire state of Ohio. So let's put it in perspective as far as historical terms. 1992 at 62 tornadoes, now at 2024, with over about 5.5 months left, we've tied that number, and we'll very likely be breaking that in the coming weeks ahead.
And in Akron, a cow had to be rescued from the side of a highway. More from ONN's Danielle Wiggins.
It happened Friday night on I-77 North and I-76 East. Photos show police and firefighters pulling the cow to safety, and turns out the driver transporting the cow in a trailer attached to the back of his truck didn't even realize the animal escaped. Glad the animal is okay.
Thanks to our television affiliates WKYC in Cleveland, WTOL in Toledo, and WBNS in Columbus for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.